Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Football is in full effect, brother, with many teams showing their stuff early. The NBA finals are over, but the MLB playoffs are still going. You may not be at the game this year, but you can still be on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going an extra mile to make sure you can get on the extra action this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all the great sign bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. All right, guys, welcome to another Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Vlad Harris, your host. Brought to you by ARMCHAIR Media. Take a seat, hashtag. Or hashtag take a seat, whatever the hell ever. I don't care. It's Thursday, and I really haven't had much energy to do this podcast this week. I just haven't felt like it. But as we all know, on this past Saturday, although you know what, there was no fans in the stands, and it was ACC Network, so Pitt's still 3-0. Well, reality is Pitt's 3-2 now, and they dropped the heartbreaker to Boston College on Saturday, 31-30. You know, watching the game, it was weird. It was like, you know, the third quarter, I thought Pitt was down, I think, like 3 points, I think. And it just felt like they should have been down by more. I mean, Jerkovic's obviously the real deal. I thought Pitt would be able to handle him this early in the season, but I was pretty wrong about that. I figured it'd be a close game. Just didn't think it would end the way it would. As far as for starters, well, we shanked the extra point in overtime, which I felt, you know, when Pitt scored, I thought they should just went for two and been done with it. They were going to get the ball next possession. And I'm not sure if they would have scored on that next possession. The way our offense was going, I just didn't see it. I mean, we can run the ball, and I think there's no running game. And I don't think there ever is going to be. Pitt can't establish one because there's no running back that really stands out that can do it, and of course the offensive line really hasn't been much help either. I mean, Boston College gave Sam Howell some problems a week before, and of course they were going to make Kenny Pickett work this past week. And they did. Well, Kenny was 24 of 47 for about 266 yards and a touchdown pass. As far as rushing goes, Vincent Davis, 17 carries, 39 yards. I mean, on the other side, Boston College, their lead back only had 15 carries for 36 yards. So basically, it was going to be on the quarterbacks to do it. But if you're a fourth or fifth year senior and you're getting outdueled by a guy, well, who's in his first year starting, well, I can't be too hard on Kenny because you know what? Without him, we wouldn't be shit right now. We really wouldn't. I actually had two T's in this game. And, you know, his legs, I mean, the guy makes plays with his legs and his arm. So does Jerkovic. I mean, they're both similar quarterbacks. I mean, if I could take a shot for every time the announcers made a Big Ben comparison, you know, I'd have been shit-faced. But, I mean, Djokovic, I think, is going to have a... Looks like he's going to have a bright future in, you know, in college. Maybe the pros. I think if he would just stop scrambling as much and just throw the ball away, I think he'll be fine. Otherwise, he's not going to have, you know, many legs left. Now, as far as the rest of the team is concerned, penciling receiver was Taysom Mack, 4 catches, 76 yards. Afresh, Jared Wayne, 3 catches, 53 yards. Jordan Addison, 7 catches, 51 yards. So Jordan Addison is doing the Maurice French route. I mean, he's gonna catch 100 balls for probably about 500 yards. Jesus, he's gonna be like, you know, John L. Williams was in like the first Seattle Seahawks. Boston College aside, Zay Flowers, 6 catches, 162 yards, 3 touchdown passes. He totally burned Pitt. Hunter Long, 6 catches, 93 yards. Pitt's secondary for the most part has been pretty underwhelming. I mean, yeah, we have 2 really good players and. Paris Ford and DeMar Hamlin, but that's really about it. I mean, this is the second week in a row these guys are getting burned. I'm not exactly sure if it's, you know, if it's those two, but as a whole, that unit has been very disappointing. You know, the thing is, if you can't get a good pass rush on these guys, you gotta have a good secondary, and if you don't, well, team's going to make you pay. And, of course, they go to Miami this Saturday. And we all know how it is with Miami. I mean, Cervoso Adanas of Boston College, he was all over the place. 11 total tackles and 1.5 sacks, 4 tackles for a loss. The guy was nuts. Well, that's not Boston College, it's Pitt. I'm sorry, guys. Phil Campbell, 10 tackles, 1.5 for loss. I mean, these guys were all over the place. I'm reading the wrong column in this box score. My apologies. On the Irish side, Isaiah McDuffie for Boston College, 11 total tackles, 0.5 for loss. But a lot of these guys, you know, they had some, Dennis had a hell of a game. One person in particular that had a hell of a game was Tyler Bentley. I mean, he made, you know, late in the game, he made some big plays. But other than that, not too much just stands out in the box score. I mean, well, Pitt's now 3-2, and it's, well... Let's be honest with ourselves. But Pitt wasn't contending for a goddamn thing this year. You know, I have my 7 wins at most. You know, which is fine. That's pretty, you know, with the ACC schedule, with her playing ACC teams every week, 7 wins isn't bad. But there's not much else I can say at this point. Now, if you look at the rest of your schedule, they got Miami coming up. Noon kickoff, thank God, so we can wake up and just watch this thing and go back to sleep. Then we got Notre Dame after that. So you're looking at possibly two more losses and going 3-4. You got Boston College, Georgia Tech. Florida State. Their uniforms look the goddamn same. Yeah, Florida State and Georgia Tech. So you look at possibly 2 wins there. I mean, Florida State's a very horrible team. And I'm sure we can win that one, I hope. Same with Georgia Tech. And then there's Virginia Tech and Clemson. And VT has been dealing with a lot of, a lot of adversity on their terms of their roster, but I think they should be healthy by then. And then we got Clemson. So we get to be, you know, yeah, we get to be destroyed by Clemson. So you're looking at 3-4 with Miami, you know, Notre Dame. You win 2 games of FSU and Georgia Tech. So that makes you, let's see, 5-4? And then you finish up 5-6. I'm so glad I haven't been on the Otoa wins for Pitt this year. But anyways, not much else to talk about. Just a typical Pitt loss. 2020 has been a weird year, but Pitt is, you know, Pitt's football has given us some normalcy as they find more creative ways to lose football games. Shaking the extra point, you know, there's not much I can say about it. I mean, Kessman's been pretty erratic, I mean, since he's been here. I mean, he misses chip shots, but he'll make a 58-yarder. And I made the joke that Pitt should probably take him six delay a game or, you know, procedure penalties so he can make a 50-yard extra point. It just, I don't know, guys. I got nothing for this game. But, you know, that's what happens on Saturdays with Pitt sometimes. You get blue-balled. And if you're going to get blue-balled on Saturday, you know what? You want at least want your balls to look good. That's why we got Manscaped. With the Lawnmower 3.0 and the skin-safe technology, it's got lights. You can even shower. You can clip your balls in the dark if you want to. I don't know if why you want to, but if you know, whatever. And of course, they can smell good too. So while you're getting blue balled on a Saturday, they can smell good. They can be smooth. Anything you want. And of course, if you want to make your nails look good, if you want to get that whole thing, like I've said before, I buy my nails. So that, you know, the sheer things that they got are pretty useless to me, but whatever. They got that. We got the crop preserver with the great ball deodorant. So go to manscaped.com, enter the promo code armchair, get your order 20% off, free shipping. And while you're at it, Pitt hasn't covered all this year against the ACC. They're 0-3 against the spread. Go to betonline.com right now, and or betonline.ag, whatever, you know. Yeah, betonline.ag actually is what it is. Go there, use the promo code armchair, and you know what? Go get rich. Pitt's a 10.5-point dog against Miami. I actually think they'll cover this week, which we'll get into here pretty soon. But you know what? This is a great opportunity. But you know what? They got Notre Dame coming up. So a lot of chances to get rich here, you guys. Go to betonline.ag. Do the promo code armchair. And get rich. All right, so we got those out of the way. Look at the rest of the ACC, what happened over the weekend. Well, let's see here. Georgia Tech smashed Louisville on Friday, 46-27. Big surprise, but I think that Louisville obviously bought into their own hype. But Georgia Tech, 46-27, I think they were a huge dog in this one too, if I'm mistaken. Clemson destroys Miami 42-17. I took a look at this game the other day. Clemson's just on another level than Miami. And they're just loaded. Now, Derek King, he looked pretty ordinary against this Clemson defense. But, of course, it's the Clemson defense. How he does against Pitt's a different thing. One thing I noticed about him when he throws the ball downfield, he doesn't seem to give his receivers a chance when he throws it. It's either going to be a full-blown incompletion or an interception. Because Miami did have some drops killed because he made some really bad throws. He had his guy, but he made some pretty bad throws. It's like he didn't give his guys a chance. Miami could have ran with Clemson, but Derek King didn't give him a chance in this game. And of course, not only that, the offensive line didn't either. I mean, they when he wasn't throwing incompletions or picks, he was running for his life. But I will say this is when he's very quick. I mean, he's almost like a running back playing quarterback when he starts running. Once he gets out of the pocket and starts running, it's a whole different avenue. And that's the thing when Pitt plays him, they're gonna have to keep him on an island, keep him in the pocket, because if he starts moving around, he's gonna make our lives miserable. Notre Dame beats Florida State 42-26. North Carolina beat Virginia Tech 56-45. This was a pretty good game. I watched it. Tech came back and made it a game, but North Carolina pulled away. NC State hammers Virginia 30-21, and they're on a roll. Duke beats Syracuse 30-24. I think Dino Babers is done after this. Duke is a horrible team this year. And that's, you know, really bad for the ACC this, you know, this past week. Now, as far as the rest of college football week goes, Bama beat Ole Miss in an exciting game, 63-48. Saban's diagnosed with COVID, so he'll probably be out. You know, I guess he'll coach from wherever. Texas A&M came back to beat Florida, 41-38. This was a hell of a game. Florida's running back fumbled late and ended up costing them. Auburn barely got past Arkansas. Arkansas might be getting back quickly, as we thought. Texas lost to Oklahoma in overtime, 53-45. I think you can safely say that the Tom Herman's seat is getting hot, because they got rid of Charlie Strong, and you know what? They had every reason to get rid of Charlie Strong. I know people get all hard up about this. Things just weren't going too well for Charlie Strong, but Herman brought a ton of hype with him, and he's kind of fallen flat for Texas. You know, one time Texas, like I said, was one of the top jobs in the country. It's not even the top job in the state anymore. I mean, you can go anywhere in Texas and get all the resources you need. Now, as we look at the ACC for this week, we got Clemson, Georgia Tech. Clemson's a 27-point favorite. I like Clemson, that one, obviously. They're going to cover. Liberty and Syracuse. Liberty's a 3.5-point underdog. Ooh, Lord. I go with Syracuse in this one. I think they get the monkey off the back. Louisville, Notre Dame. Louisville's 1-3. They had a lot of hype this year. Notre Dame's going to dispose of them pretty easily. Duke, NC State. NC State wins that one, obviously. They're a 4.5-point favorite in this one. I think they win by a lot more than that. Virginia, Wake Forest. I go with the Cavaliers this one. It'll be a close one, I think. North Carolina, Florida State. I go then UNC in that one, because Florida State's just bad. Boston College, Virginia Tech. This is a pretty exciting game, because both teams are really good. Tech has a 12-point favorite in this one. But, you know, Boston College has a really good defense. Over-under on this is 62. I take the under in this one. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. Now, as far as the rest of the top 25 is concerned, any exciting games for this week? How is Miami? Well, yeah, Miami is 13, but I just don't see him being a third. Oh, wow, look at this, you guys. Miami was 10.5-point favorite. The line's up to 13. I don't know. I think I would hammer Penn on this one. We'll get into that here in a minute. Georgia and Alabama play number 3 versus number 2. That's one game. That's a night game. That's pretty much, yeah, that game of Boston College for Virginia Tech are the two games that really stand out for this week. Now, as far as Pitt-Miami goes, Pitt's right now at the line right now is 13, according to ESPN.com. For me, if you look at the recent history of Pitt-Miami, Pitt hasn't won in Miami since 2014, and that was when Paul Chryst was the coach. You all remember that game with Chad Wojtek, James Conner. Jonathan Vilma, former Miami Hurricane, had a meltdown on Twitter over this game because Pitt just dominated them. Then, of course, there was the Kenny Pickett game in 2017. Last year, Pitt lost them 16-12. Pitt had control of that game, and then they just let it slip. But as far as the game goes, I mean, it's very tempting to take Miami to cover this game. I just don't see them covering 13 points. I mean, Pitt would have to play really horrible from the cover 13. Especially 10.5, too. I would, you know, Pitt would have to play really horrible to do that. Now, Pitt lacks a running game. And, of course, Miami is going to be chomped at the bit to go after Kenny Pickett. And Pickett's a little banged up. So, one bad hit, and, of course, Miami definitely covers because our backup quarterbacks, you know, in the limited time when we've seen them, don't really show a whole lot. I mean, it is what it is. Derek King can't throw downfield as I saw against Clemson. I mean, if he's playing against good corners, it wasn't so much playing against good corners. He made bad throws. And this would be a good game for the defense to, especially the secondary, to redeem themselves. I mean, this could be a redemption game for King, and it could be a redemption game for Pitt's secondary. Either one. But Pitt's defense must keep King contained, because if he's out and he's running, he's going to make your life miserable. He's basically a Pat White. I like Miami to win this game, but I think Pitt will cover. I think they will cover the point spread. Especially if it's 13, I think. Well, it depends. If King gets banged up, well, it gets a lot worse. I mean, one thing Pitt will have to do is they'll have to get the ball to the receivers like they've been. Because that's what Clemson was doing pretty much against Miami. They were doing a lot of short passes there to the receivers. And they were basically catching them off guard. And Miami really didn't have anything against Clemson. They had no material because they were doing a lot of, you know, trick passes and whatnot. Anyways, guys. So if I'm going to pick a score, I'm going to say, I'm going to go Miami 28. Oof. I had Pitt covering this game, and now I'm, like, backtracking. I'm like, well, Pitt actually, you know. If Pitt's going to win this game, it's going to be low scoring like it's always been. Like a 23-20 game or a 17-10 game. I don't know. You know, I had Pitt covering this game, but you know what? I don't know if they cover now. I'm thinking about this now. So I'm going to go with the score. I'm going to go 28, Miami 28, Pitt 10. So, yeah, I take it all back, you guys. Pitt's not covering. And if you're taking gambling advice from me in this game, my suggestion is don't, because I'm horrible at it. Anyways, guys, have a great weekend. Let's hope for a victory. Hail to Pitt. Bye.